USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Starting this week, I'll be deploying hundreds more vaccinators and more sites to help get the booster shots in people's arms.
President Biden outlining steps to deal with the growing threat of the COVID Omicron variant. Biden continues by saying he's using the military to help curb the COVID spread.
In addition, I've directed the Pentagon to mobilize an additional 1,000 troops to be deployed to help staff local hospitals and expand capacity. That's 1,000 military doctors, nurses, and medics.
Winter holiday travel is back. AAA saying travel numbers are on par with the pre-pandemic record of 2019. They estimate more than 109 Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week from December 23rd to January 2nd. This is USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is speaking out to describe his conversations with the White House.
As Democrats continue to admonish Senator Joe Manchin and his decision not to back the massive social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better, it should be noted Joe Manchin plus 50 other sitting Republican senators said this bill is bad for America. Senator Manchin on Metro News Monday describes the Biden White House and the tactics they use to sway his vote.
Surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today is a winter solstice, the first day of winter and the shortest day of the year. Of course, today is 24 hours long, just like all the other days, but the sun will be up for no more than 10 of those hours and a lot less the farther north you are. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on President Biden's address at the White House on Tuesday, Biden saying the United States is not where it was in March of 2020 when there were lockdowns, no vaccines, and schools switched to remote learning.
Now, if a student tests positive, other students can take the test and stay in the classroom if they're not infected, rather than closing the whole school or having to quarantine. We can keep our K-12 schools open. That's exactly what we should be doing.
A newly released report details how Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox's office mishandled the Jussie Smollett case. The report was put together by the lead prosecution team that saw Smollett convicted of lying to Chicago police about staging a 2019 hate crime. The report says that Fox and her top deputies repeatedly made procedural and ethical missteps, and they mishandled the case and then tried to mislead the public as they attempted to respond to outrage over the decision to dismiss charges against the former Empire actor. The National Hockey League is expected to opt out of the 2022 Winter Olympics in China due to COVID. While a formal announcement is expected soon, multiple sources have told ESPN. Both the NHL and NHL Players Association reportedly came to an agreement to not have players participate in the men's hockey tournament in the Beijing Games. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.